Assuming that commodity prices will only increase marginally over the next 15 years, how will this affect commodity-dependent developing countries?
We saw a very strong positive trend in commodity prices in 2003. We saw a price peak in 2008 and a period of extreme price volatility between 2008 and 2011. All these gave way to calmer markets, but also declining prices. And based on assumptions about economic growth in emerging economies, it is projected that prices will remain to low levels in the mid-term until 2030. Now, declining prices will affect commodity-dependent countries in three ways. The first way is direct, and it is through trade. These countries will export commodities at declining prices, but they will have to import other goods, like manufacturers, at prices that behave in a totally different way. This is the terms of trade effect. Second, governments will have less revenue, and lower budget will mean a limited policy space. With lower budget, they may not be able to have adequate funds to invest on education and health that are very important for development. And the third way is at the micro level. Declining prices will affect smallholders. And this is crucial for poverty, food security and nutrition.
How can these countries reduce their dependence on export? And will this transformation affect smallholders?
In these countries, the export basket is made up by few goods. They have to increase the number of goods they produce and they export. They have to provide services and export services. This will decrease the vulnerability to international market price upswings. In the 1950s and 1960s, 90% of total exports of Costa Rica were made up by coffee and bananas. Today, 40% of the exports of the country are made up by high-tech manufacturers. The country did not only diversify away from agriculture, but also diversified agriculture. Through appropriate incentives that promoted high-value products, Costa Rica today is the largest exporter of pineapple. They also export specialty fruits and fruit juices. In our report, we don't cover only exportable agricultural commodities like cotton and coffee and soybeans. We also cover rice in Bangladesh and sorghum in Mali. And diversifying the economy is a part of structural transformation. And structural transformation involves a movement of people from one sector, agriculture, to other sectors like manufacturing and services. Within this process, some smallholders will have to leave agriculture and find more productive employment in other sectors of the economy. Other smallholders, the most competitive and productive ones, will remain in agriculture and they will probably expand.
What do countries need to do to ensure that structural transformation will lead to the successful implementation of the 2030 agenda?
Structural transformation is a sustainable solution to growth and development. Policies should provide for the enabling environment to support the transformation of the economy. For example, increasing agricultural productivity is crucial. By increasing productivity, we increase the income of farmers and we strengthen the demand, both for food but also for non-farm products. And in this way, we can kickstart the rural economy and increase employment. By increasing agricultural productivity, we also allow people to leave agriculture and go to other sectors to find employment without any negative consequences for food security and nutrition. But it is the other sectors of the economy that they have also to grow to absorb the labor that is moving. So infrastructure improvements will connect rural areas with urban centers. We will need improved education and health services to build the capacity of rural people to find employment in other sectors. We need well-functioned labor markets, clearly defined property rights, and land markets which will support the whole process. And meeting the sustainable development goals of the 2030 agenda means that all of our efforts should focus to make growth inclusive.
Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Rapsomanikis.
Thank you.